Don't you rock my boat.
Don't rock my boat.
'Cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
Don't rock my boat.
Oh, please, don't you rock my boat.
Don't no, rock no. My boat.
'Cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
Down to the Root with Melly here on Reggae Global Radio and Viscosity Blend. I have to share this little thing that just happened to me. So this has happened before and I was really, really annoyed. But then I remembered about what I've been talking about today and what I the day I had yesterday. And I just took a deep breath and just kind of let it go, brought myself back to this moment. And So I looked over at the screen and realized that the show hadn't been recording for the whole first hour. And that's not the first time that that's happened. So I think I need to put a note up here somewhere that says, "Are you recording?" Because I keep forgetting. I don't even think I forgot. I must have double clicked it or something and it recorded and stopped. I don't know. So anyways, I'm just gonna say that, you know, this was just how it was meant to be. And whoever was listening to the first hour, it was only you that was supposed to be listening. And we're just going to leave it at that. So for those of you listening now who are just tuning in, or if you're listening to the recording and you're just tuning in, you know, you're just starting, we're changing things up a little bit. And we're going to start each episode of Down to the Root with Melly with a 5-minute meditation after the intro, and after we've listened to the intro song and everything. And then we're going to end the show with a 5-minute meditation as well. So we started this show with a 5-minute meditation. It was wonderful and lovely. I hope everybody enjoyed it. So if you missed that meditation because you're just tuning in now, or if you're listening to the recording and you obviously didn't get a chance to enjoy the meditation in the beginning, don't worry, you'll get to enjoy one here at the end. And that was the whole reason why I decided to do one in the beginning and one at the end, so that no matter what, you could tune in at one time or the other, because I understand that, you know, life happens and we can't always be here for the full 2 hours, which is fine. Totally hurts my feelings, but no, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so we've been jamming out to Bob Marley this whole time. And it's been lovely and wonderful. I spent the day yesterday, most of the day, you know, half of the day was spent listening to Frank Sinatra, Love Me Some Frank, and the other half was spent listening to Bob. So I really just wanted to have that today too for you all, because it just put me in such a beautiful mood yesterday. I spent most of the day yesterday offline and just being present and mindful in every activity that I did, eating, when I took a shower, cleaning, everything, you know, everything that I was doing yesterday was with mindfulness at the top of my mind. So it was really wonderful. That's why we started talking about mindfulness here today and what that was. And I'm sorry for those of you who didn't tune in live for the first hour, because I did talk a little bit about what mindfulness is, what meditation is, and how to practice mindfulness. But don't you worry, I will do a post or something about that this week, or maybe a blog post on my website, www.astoldbymelly.com, which I'll pop in the chat for you to check out. It's also where I put the recordings of all my shows, and where you can find out all things about me. Or I don't think I'll do a post on Instagram, but maybe I will, we'll see. But yeah, I will put, I don't know why I just did this, I was trying to bring up the chat room. But yeah, so we have been jamming out to Bob. We talked a little bit about mindfulness. We're harping on meditation and how important it is. So make sure that you know, you institute a little bit of meditation into your routine. It doesn't have to be something that's long, it doesn't have to be something that, you know, is, you know, so inconvenient in your day. It can be just 5 minutes, but definitely want to have you incorporate that. So let's get back into some music and we'll talk a little bit more about why we should practice mindfulness, and why, or what are the benefits of meditation. And we'll continue to jam out to Bob, and then we'll end with the meditation and it'll be lovely. And then we'll meet again here next week. So this next one up is No Woman, No Cry. This is actually a live version of the song. About Bob and just how amazing his music is. I mean, like, come on, man. Even, you know, after all this time, like, his music is just still so powerful and beautiful, and I feel like it just moves your soul. I know I'm not alone in this thought, and, you know, I just love Bob's music. Anyways, let's continue. Big up to everyone tuning in from around the world. Thank you so much for your love and support. Big up to you all listening in on Viscosity Blend. Big up to you all in Jamaica. Big up the homeland and everyone tuning in everywhere else. France, Poland, Germany, Dubai, Cayman Islands, Virgin Islands, Grenada. Oh gosh, everywhere else, Japan. I love you all so much, and I cannot express my gratitude enough for each and every single one of you. You all are just so amazing, and I look forward to these 2 hours that I get to spend with you every single week. And I'm happy to be back doing this consistently, and just really, really, really grateful. Love you all. This is Natural Mystic.
My eyes this morning. one door is closed, don't you know? The other is open. Would you let the system make you kill your brother, man?
No, 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 no.
Would you let the system make you kill your brother, man?
So much for tuning in to Reggae Global Radio. This is Down to the Root with Melly, and we've been listening to the beautiful sound of Mr. Bob Marley, the legend himself. But we're just going to take a pause from that for a little bit because I want to be on track to do this meditation before we close out the show today. And have Rupee T up next. Big up, Rupee. All right, so why should we practice mindfulness? So some people or some of the more popular ideas about mindfulness are honestly wrong. When you begin to practice mindfulness, you may find the experience a little bit different than what you were expecting, right? And there's a good chance that you're going to be pleasantly surprised at what you experience. So mindfulness isn't about fixing you, quote unquote. It's not about stopping your thoughts. It doesn't belong to any specific religion. It's not an escape from reality, and it's not a cure-all, right? It's about more than just stress reduction, although stress reduction is an effect of mindfulness practice. But the ultimate goal isn't meant to be stress reduction, right? The goal of mindfulness is to wake up to the inner workings of our mental, emotional, and physical processes. So mindfulness really trains our bodies to thrive. Athletes around the world use mindfulness to, foster their peak performance, right? Mindfulness boosts creativity, whether it's writing, drawing, coloring. They all have accompanying meditative practices. And we can also apply mindfulness to the creative process. Mindfulness also strengthens these neural connections we have. So by training our brains in mindfulness and these related practices, we can build new neural pathways and networks in the brain, which will in turn boost concentration, flexibility, and awareness. So Well-being is a skill that can be learned. It's not something that, you know, you don't have just because you don't have it, right? It's something that you practice and you are, it's something that you can learn in your life by doing certain practices. So that's why we practice mindfulness and some benefits of meditation. So when we meditate, it doesn't help to fixate on the benefits, right? But it's more important to just actually do the practice of meditation. But, you know, there are plenty of benefits and it's important to know them. So here's just five reasons why we should do meditation and practice mindfulness. So it's a way to understand your pain, right? So pain is definitely a part of life, no matter who you are, but it doesn't have to be something that rules you. Mindfulness and mindfulness meditation can help you reshape your relationship with mental and physical pain. It can help you connect better, whether it's to, you know, people around you or whether it's to yourself. Mindfulness really helps you give your full attention to whatever it is. Like I said before, it also helps lower stress, right? Mindfulness really decreases stress and helps you not focus on that so much. It also allows you to focus your mind, right? It can be frustrating to have your mind stray off when you're doing things and being pulled in different directions, but meditation really helps us and our ability to focus. Also helps reduce brain chatter. So that constant voice that's talking in your head, mindfulness and meditation allows us to kind of quiet that down and not pay attention to it so much, which is really important. So that's why we practice mindfulness. That's why we practice meditation. That's why I encourage you to do both. So next time you're eating, next time you're taking a shower, brushing your teeth, cleaning around the house, instead of having the TV on, instead of having music on, why don't you just practice being mindful in the activity that you're doing, in eating whatever it is you're eating, the chewing process and how the food tastes, and also being grateful for the food that you're eating that's nourishing your body. You know, for the fact that you have a meal to eat, being grateful for that. If you're taking a shower, just being mindful of the water hitting your body and how that feels and how grateful you are for being able to have a shower and cleansing your body. Even look at it as a way of cleansing the day, right? If you had a bunch of crap happen that day and, you know, you're feeling overwhelmed, use the shower as a way to just cleanse away the day. And just be mindful and grateful of, you know, the soap that's washing your body and cleaning you and everything like that, right? So I urge you to practice these little things, right? It's part of the activities you're already doing every single day. It's just changing it a little bit and being mindful in that situation. And I also urge you to take 5-10 minutes of your day to just meditate, you know, looking up on YouTube, 5-minute guided meditation, 10-minute guided meditation, and just tuning in for those 5-10 minutes and just being there with yourself and practicing that. You know, the more you do it, the better you get at it. And the more you do it, the more you're going to want to do it. So those are just some tips that I have for you. We're going to play maybe about 10 more minutes of music, and then we will do our meditation, and then we will get ready for Rupi Tea up next. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed the show today. Sorry for those listening to the recording, or those of you just tuning in now. Only 1 hour of the show was recorded today. So sorry about that, but it seems like it was just how it was meant to be. Just going with it, not getting too stressed out or worried about it, because there's no sense. We'll put a sign up here to remind me to make sure that the show is recording so this doesn't happen again, because this is not the first time. Anyways, love you all so much. Thank you so much for letting me spend this time with you. I'm super grateful and can't wait for the next time that we get to spend together. Also, just wanted to remind you that there is a full moon coming up on Sunday. We didn't get to talk about that today, but we'll talk about it on Tuesday because we'll still feel the effects of the full moon on Tuesday when we meet again. So, yeah. Love you all so much, and let's get into the music. Then we'll get into the meditation, and we'll part ways. Love ya.
Until the philosophy which old one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until there are no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. Miss a war that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. This a war that until that day the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality will remain but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war. War. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed.
Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe, them belly full, but we hungry. A hungry mob is a hungry mob. A rain a fall, but it's dirty tough. A yacht a yuck, but you'd not enough. You're gonna dance to jam music, dance. We're gonna dance to jam music, dance. Oh, yeah. Forget your troubles and dance. Forget your sorrows.
All right, so we're gonna stop the music here now, and then we're gonna get into this meditation before we leave here for the day and pass it on over to Mr. Rupi T. This meditation that we are going to do now is going to be a 5-minute mindfulness meditation. The one we did earlier was a 5-minute gratitude meditation. So I guess because of the topic of today, we'll just do this one. So it might cut off at the end, and I'm so sorry, but we're just going to get right into it. So I'll stop yapping.
To begin this mindfulness meditation, just let yourself get into a comfortable position, whatever that looks like for you.
Also, love you guys so much.
When your body feels ready, you may gently close your eyes. With your eyes closed, take a moment to tune inwards. First, simply noticing your body. Tuning in to the weight of gravity. The points of contact between you and the surface on which you are resting. What else do you notice? What is it like for you to be in your body right now? As you observe this, you simply accept and allow whatever it is you notice. Harboring no judgment. Just being mindful. Noticing what is with a sense of compassion in your heart and letting it be. Continue to do this now with your breath as well as your body. If you haven't already, begin to tune in to the sensations of breathing. What do you notice? Just observe, accept, and allow. No judgment. Just letting everything be how it is. As you stay mindful of your breath and your body, with a sense of compassion in your heart. Keeping your eyes closed, you allow your awareness to expand to include the space around your body. It's as if you can sense the air around you, the objects around you, and you just allow them to be as you simply are. There's nothing to do, there's nothing to judge. If your mind wanders, that's okay. Don't judge it. Just return your focus to what is. Being connected to your breath, your body, and your sense of presence in the world around you. You let everything simply be, including yourself. You now begin to let your attention travel back, becoming more and more aware of physical sensations by rolling your shoulders.
Sorry to cut you all off, but that's all we have for today. I love you all so much, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Still being mindful of what is, and taking this present moment awareness with you as you slowly begin to open your eyes back to the world around you. Wonderful job doing this practice. We hope you enjoy the rest.